Ugly incidents like these can be an opportunity to have an honest conversation about domestic violence. So how do you start that conversation? And what kinds of therapy are effective? Here to help with these questions is psychologist and attorney Paris Finnert-Williams. She specializes in marriage, family therapy, and domestic violence. Welcome, Paris.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for having me on.
First of all, these two are not married, so can we really call this domestic violence? Is this the correct term?
Well, usually we only refer to it as domestic violence when two individuals are living in the same home together and that is their primary residence. Other than that, we would ordinarily refer to it as assault and battery.
Okay. Looking at Chris Brown, he's this really squeaky clean, he had the squeaky clean image anyway, as a great entertainer. Young teenage girls loved him. What do parents now say, particularly to their young girls, about this incident?
Well, I think that this is a very good example, and we discuss it very extensively in our book, Single Wisdom. I think that what we have an obligation to say to both our men and our women is how to some guidelines and boundaries that they need to establish for themselves. There is a right that you have when you're dating somebody. You know, you have a right to refuse a date. You have a right to set boundaries and guidelines as to how you want to, your body wants to be touched. And you have a right to determine how you're going to be talked to. And you have a right to separate from a person and to leave the relationship alone. I think that mothers and fathers at this point need to educate their children, be it boys and girls, as to what their rights are so that they can preserve their self-image, their self-esteem, and be as productive in this world as possible.
Now, Brown said that he and his mother were beaten by a stepdad. What kind of impact does that have on a child, particularly a male child?
I think that whether it's a male child or a female child, that one thing that we have to keep in mind and to make it very basic is that none of us can do anything in life unless we have already seen it, been taught how to do it, or have experienced it through our five senses. The impact of what he has experienced is definitely a direct relationship to what he can do today. None of us can do anything unless we have already seen it. So many of us are growing up learning how to relate to people in an abusive and assaultive way because that is what we have seen. And so it's very consistent that what he has experienced in his adolescence and his childhood, and that impression starts around the age of 7. What we have experienced now is what he is demonstrating.
Well, that's a good question because I guess the question now is what kind of therapy is available, particularly for someone so young? I mean, he's a very young man. I think it's sometimes hard to get guys like that to go into therapy. What do you suggest for that?
Well, it's very difficult to get men into therapy under any circumstances. But the type of therapy that would be most effective with him at this point or with anyone who is abusing is what we call insight therapy. Where a person where you would help them gain the insight to their behavior and why they behave the way that they do. And then the anger management so that he can learn the triggers, what causes him to become angry to the point that he is abusive. Now, I think it's also very important that we state, especially for the African-American community, that females are just as abusive, are abusing their male partners in an increasing degree, and that it's not just our men in our families and our communities that are being abusive. Females are being abusive in an increasing rate, and not at the degree of men currently, but
right.
It has certainly increased over the years.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was psychologist Paris Finnert-Williams. She specializes in marriage, family therapy, and domestic violence. She joined us from her office in Detroit.